It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
But moving on to something a little bit special. Kyle knows best. It's a segment.
We'll see.
It's a segment where I'm going to make an argument, make a statement, and you guys can tell me if I know best or not. I already can see the look on Thomas's face that I believe I'm going to be wrong on something. Not sure which one.
Some form or fashion.
It's going to be interesting. Colin Kaepernick will find a job. And I'm going to say he's going to find a job just after the draft. I think there's going to be a team out there.
What kind of job? We talking NFL job here?
He's going to be a gas station.
He's going to work at a pot shop.
You got to be specific
Colorado.
Here. You got to be specific here, Kyle. What kind of job he's getting?
So there's been some controversial issues with Colin Kaepernick over the last year and a half. In fact, I just read a really interesting article that said that a lot of team executives actually hate Colin Kaepernick. They don't like him at all. And there was a comment that he's probably not going to get a job in the NFL. I think that some team will say, let's hire him. We need a backup. I don't think he'll ever have a starting position unless he works for it over the next few years. But yeah, I do think that a team is going to sign him this year.
Colin Kaepernick took a big risk this past year with his protests, and he swung big for a second. He got what he wanted, which I think was dialogue and attention. And since then, it has simmered down. We have seen his flaws as a quarterback since Jim Harbaugh left. He was kind of a product of that college option offense. Did it very, very well. Got himself to a Super Bowl with a great defense behind him. Since Harbaugh left, that offense has kind of fallen through and doesn't really work that well at the NFL level. The defense has gotten worse, and Colin Kaepernick was not as good as we thought. With that being said, I do think he will find a job. I think it'll be a little bit later than you think, Kyle, but I do think he will find a job because despite the fact that NFL executives may not like his stance on certain issues, the fact of the matter is any publicity could be considered good publicity as long as he isn't out here assaulting women, raping women, killing people like we've seen other players do in the past. He's just standing up for something that he feels important. And now he's not going to sit for the national anthem anymore. He's come out and said that. So I don't think he is as blackballed as people seem to think he is, but I definitely do not think he will ever start an NFL game again.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, too. He did take a risk. The one issue with Colin Kaepernick that I don't think that he's as good as people ever thought he was, considering you had a player in Alex Smith who took the 49ers to an AFC championship.
He was a product of the system. It was a Jim Harbaugh system, and any quarterback
Think that Kaepernick will not thrive the way that he once did?
No, I think he did decent this year, but I don't think he's going to thrive ever again. I don't think he ever was a great quarterback. He never was any system type quarterback that he could thrive anywhere. I think it was the right time in the right situation.
I also think Jim Harbaugh just like is a
Jim Harbaugh knows how to get the best out of a quarterback. Don't forget that he revitalized Alex Smith. Everybody thought Alex Smith was some bum.
Wasn't it Jim Harbaugh that had what's his name from Stanford?
Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
He had Andrew Luck and Sarah. The guy knows how to coach quarterbacks. But let's get back to the topic.
Yeah.
Kyle seems a little unsure about what he was saying here. I don't know, Kyle. You didn't convince me enough to say Kyle knows best. Because, yeah, you're right. Colin Kaepernick has not done anything bad. He's never hurt anybody. He never did anything that was outrageous. Okay. But I don't think
the whole issue was outrage.
I never thought it was outrageous.
Unforgivable.
It was never terrible.
Not unforgivable.
He did some unquestionable things.
An article that said
I'm talking about my person. He didn't hurt anybody. He never did anything like that. I'm talking about...
I get it.
Domestic violence.
Right.
And how we see people come back from that. This is a different story. I don't know if he's talented enough to get another job. I don't think he's at least for this year, I think he's going to have to take a year off from the NFL. I don't see a team taking a chance on him because he's not getting a starting job. So why would you give somebody who brings this much publicity as a backup job? There are plenty.
Same reason they brought Tebow somewhere as a backup.
And then what happened? He fizzled out. I think it's time for Colin Kaepernick to take a year off
and go play baseball.
Fizzle out. Maybe he could. I don't know. Maybe that afro. I don't think that afro could fit under a baseball hat, but
it fits in a helmet.
The afro might need to go. I'm a big
hair guy. You're product. A big hair
yeah,
guy.
I'm a big hair guy, and I think hair affects the way you play. You might need to see. You got a fresh haircut. I got a haircut. We all got
we
fresh,
got fresh haircuts
over
break.
Yeah, I buzzed all mine.
The better your haircut, the better you perform.
Not gonna fight.
He might need to take
good.
It down a little.
You gotta
bit.
Feel good. Here's the thing. I think with Colin Kaepernick, I don't see him somebody taking a chance on him for a backup job this year. But I also think people see through him. This guy, I don't know what he believes in. I think it's really, he got a new girlfriend, and I think she's in. No, honestly, he got this girlfriend. He became a vegan. He became this rights activist guy.
It should be known that his girlfriend is a big personality on MTV.
Yeah, she's a radio. She's a radio DJ. She's a personality for MTV. But she honestly, once he started dating her, he honestly changed, and we saw
and
a different Colin Kaepernick.
There is a
people
situation
don't like that.
Like
when
that
you
too.
See when you see somebody change that much over somebody that you just met, that's not a good sign for Colin Kaepernick.
No,
I don't understand.
It's a sign he doesn't know who he is as a person.
Exactly.
And we're looking at something that's kind of difficult and not only that but frustrating because you see people like that. He's 29 years old and he's still acting like he's in, you know, college, high school, college area, where he's changing for his girlfriends. You should know who you are by then.
I mean, this is a guy who, like, when he was playing for the 49ers, posted a picture on Instagram wearing a Miami Dolphins hat. That says it all right there. You don't say
he
another.
He got flamed for that, too, as he should have.
So do I know best?
No.
No.
Yes, but to a certain extent. He's going to be a lot
I'm going to take that as a yes.
Not
so 50-50.
Not this
I win.
Year.
50-50, I'm going to take it. Oh, man. All right. My other Kyle knows best. The Houston Rockets are the team that you must watch this postseason.
The only team or one of the teams?
The team. The team. And the reason why I say that, and let me lay this out for you a little bit. They've got 13 games remaining. They play Denver twice, New Orleans, OKC, Golden State, Portland, Golden State again, Phoenix, Denver again, Detroit, Sacramento, the Clippers, and Minnesota. Their team tends to be playing in a different style altogether with Mike D'Antoni taking over. The way that he's coached this season just seems so different. Right now you've got James Harden, who's averaging 29.1 points a game. He's also got 8 rebounds a game, 11.2 assists. I think he's leading the NBA in assists.
He is, for now.
Which is
John Wall is
still
making a push.
It's still impressive, though. But you have players like Ryan Anderson, Clint Capella, Lou Williams comes over from the Lakers. He was the Lakers' top scorer, and now he's still a high scorer, averaging 15.5 points per game with that. The top 6 players, you've got James Harden, 29.1, Eric Gordon, 16.5, Lou Williams, 15.5, Ryan Anderson, 13.6. Clint Capella is 12.4 points per game. When you add it all up, the average team total is 115 points a game. That's a high number, and they're actually starting to play defense as well.
Which is a miracle in itself that James Harden plays defense.
And they're playing together. Like, that's where I see it's probably the most dangerous to watch. Is because there just doesn't seem to be any team drama. Like, period. We see issues with, you know, other teams, whether it's Blake Griffin or Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, even LeBron James and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love getting into it at different moments. We see all these teams have issues. I haven't heard one peep out of the Houston Rockets organization this year. And all of them, when you watch them play, they look like they're having fun. Like, it really reminds me, like, all of these guys are just getting together and, like, let's go out and just have some fun. There's no drama. There's no issues. Even in the, you know, the Spurs area that's happened, you have issues with – you know, LaMarcus Aldridge and you're wondering what he's actually going to do long term, does he really enjoy playing there? You've got Manu Ginobili and Pau Gasol and people like that who are older, who have helped mold this team. Of course, Greg Popovich, and then you have Kawhi Leonard. There's an issue of how long is this going to last together? You know, who's going to step in next? Because some of these players are getting old. The Rockets, they just seem to be kicking off like, hey, we're all together. So would you agree that based on that, they should be the team to watch because the way that they're playing together?
Let me clarify. Before I give you my answer, are you saying that they're the best team in the West and you think by being the team to watch in the postseason that you think they're going to make it to the NBA Finals?
I think they're going to take down probably one or two top teams early on, and it's going to be interesting to watch. I think they're the team to watch. I don't know if they're going to actually win it. I do have them in the Western Conference Finals, though, and that is going to mean that they're going to take down the Spurs or most likely the Warriors.
All right, now, it's hard to argue against a lot of what you said. I'll agree with you that the Rockets are one of the teams to watch in the postseason. They are very exciting, but I want to see how they translate to the postseason because I refuse to put so much credit or so much power into the fact that Mike D'Antoni's their coach. And Mike D'Antoni's been proven to be a very good coach, but he's been proven to be a very good regular season coach. And he hasn't done anything in the postseason. So it's hard for me to say that once playoffs come around, a Mike D'Antoni team is going to beat a Spurs or a Warriors team. I don't know. They're one of the teams to watch because of the excitement and their offensive power. So I'll give you Kyle knows sort of best here because
I'll take it.
They're one of the best teams and they're one of the most teams.
We can edit the sorta out. So
I will say Mike D'Antoni should have made it to a finals in 2006 if Amari Stoudemire didn't get hurt.
That's neither here nor there.
The Rockets are a great team to watch in the Western Conference, but when you say they are the must-watch team, I'm assuming you mean because they're a fun team to watch.
Yes.
And to that, I would say there's one team in the Eastern Conference, and it's not the Wizards. Before you
get on
me,
I was going to say
it's not the Wizards. That is also fun to watch, and that's the Boston Celtics because Isaiah Thomas is, guy is sensational.
Yes.
5'9", doing what he's doing. They are a fun team to watch, and watching him in the fourth quarter is fantastic. So in the Western Conference, I will agree with you and say that the Houston Rockets are going to be a fun team to watch in the playoffs. But in the Eastern Conference, I think the most fun team to watch is going to be the Boston Celtics
Thomas
is that good.
Like, barely beat the Brooklyn Nets.
They didn't have Isaiah Thomas sat out last night. He was injured.
So they can win without Isaiah Thomas, who averages close to 30 points
a game. And don't forget, the basketball that we see in the regular season is not the same play that we see
amplified.
It's not the same play
amplified
that we see in the postseason. So
you see the stars come out in the
I don't
postseason
know what we're going to get
I'm
from
really
the Houston
interested
Rockets. I really don't.
I'm really interested to see what Lou Williams, Ryan Anderson, Eric Gordon, who won the three-point contest, which you know doesn't say too much about a player, but still he can shoot.
It helps. The driving kick game is very much alive in today's NBA.
When you add all those together, and we've seen when Ryan Anderson came over to the Rockets from the Pelicans, it just seems like he's been revitalized too. I'm really interested to watch. I will agree with you, though, that the Celtics are also exciting to watch with everything that he's doing. But do I know best? I'm going to count it as a yes.
I'd count it as a yes.
Yes!
A sort of yes.
Nope. We're going to edit the sort of out.
Well, yes is still in that answer, so...